Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me on this Monday. I'm delighted that you're here and pray you have a wonderful week in the days to come. We are beginning a fresh new series today called The Power of Proclamation. I have to tell you that this is a classic. Derek Prince, the Lord chose to use Derek Prince to bring to the body of Christ something that had not been very much in practice years ago, and that was the idea of speaking the word, proclaiming the word. Sure, it was done. Sure, people had done it all through church history. But in the modern era, especially in terms of the renewals that have happened in America, Derek really was used by the Lord to bring an understanding of the power of the spoken and proclaimed scriptures. And so today, you're going to be hearing this classic teaching called The Power of Proclamation. And you're going to learn how to speak the word of God over your life, over your circumstances. And I believe this can be really life-changing. Now, we've got some great things for you this week. And a little later in our week together, we're going to have some special friends with us because we want to begin to talk to you about you, how you can partner with us in this ministry. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is going all over this nation, into the nations of the world, and we know that many of you want to partner with us to extend that work and to strengthen that work. We're going to tell you how. We're going to talk about some strategies. We're going to pull you in to be our partners to the glory of God. Well, listen, let's get to it. The Power of Proclamation by Derek Prince. Let's listen.
We've discovered that proclaiming the word just in faith at the beginning of a meeting makes a tremendous difference to the atmosphere in the meeting and to the anointing on the speaker. We're going to proclaim Isaiah 55 verses 10 and 11, which is one of our favorite proclamations. We use it frequently in connection with our radio ministry and its outreach through the earth.
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Amen. Now let me say a little bit about the word proclamation, or the verb to proclaim. It comes actually from a Latin word which means to shout forth. It's a strong word. There are two related words in the language of the New Testament, confession, or to confess, and proclamation, or to proclaim. Now, confess, or confession, means to say the same as. And for us as believers in the Bible, confession means that we say the same with our mouths as God has already said in His word. We make the words of our mouth agree with the word of God. And in that way, we line ourselves up to receive the full backing and authority of Jesus. In Hebrews 3, verse 1, the writer says that Jesus is the high priest of our confession. That's a very important statement. If you have no confession, you have no high priest. He's our high priest in respect of what we confess. In other words, whenever we say with our mouths whatever the Bible says about us as believers in Jesus, then we have Jesus as our high priest in heaven, releasing His authority and His blessing. But if we remain silent, in a certain sense, we shut off His ministry as high priest. And if we make a wrong confession, we do even worse. In a certain sense, we invite negative forces to surround us and move upon us. Now, proclamation is, as it were, confession made aggressive. Proclamation is in a sense, a word of spiritual warfare. It's releasing the authority of God's word into a situation, into our own lives, into the life of the church, into a political situation, whatever it may be. There are countless different situations that need the power of God released into them. And there is no more effective way than to release the power of God into a situation, whether it's your own life, your family, your church, your nation, whatever it may be, than proclamation. Proclaiming is really the activity of a herald. A herald is a word we don't use very much today, but a herald was a person with authority from a king or a duke or some nobleman who went to the particular area concerned, and he made a proclamation of the will and the decision of God, of the ruler in that particular place. In the old days, I don't know whether you've heard this, they used to say, "Oh yay, oh yay," and then make the proclamation. And when they said, oh yay," everybody sort of stood to attention and knew this is the voice of authority speaking to us. And in the New Testament, although it doesn't come out in most translations, the word for to preach is the word of a herald. It's a word that means to proclaim. One of our favorite scriptures is Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, but we prefer to say shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. I've been a Bible teacher for just about 50 years, and I always felt my duty was to interpret the Bible and explain it and help people to understand it. But about 12 years ago, the Lord began to impress upon me the word proclaim. And I felt somehow that He was challenging me to go beyond teaching and do proclaiming. And the result was my radio Bible teaching ministry, which started on 8 stations in the United States in 1979 and is now in 10 languages and really covers most of the globe. And that is really a ministry of proclamation. I think the key verse that stirred me was Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. I came to see that the age cannot close until we have done our job as the Church of Jesus Christ, His witnesses on earth, which is to proclaim this gospel in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And I have learned by experience the tremendous power of the Word of God simply proclaimed in faith. It just accomplishes the most marvelous things.
I am so thankful that Derek clarified for us Hebrews 3:1. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. What sense does that make if we're not making a confession, if we're not consistently speaking the word of God out of our mouths as part of our sacrifice to God, as part of our offering to God? Jesus truly is the high priest of our confession, the confession of God's truth over the circumstances of our lives. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you 2 special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives, and now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm delighted you're with me on this Monday as we launch a wonderful new series on the power of proclamation, the power we have to speak the word over our lives and to speak the word to God, to give the fruit of our lips through confessing the scriptures. This is a powerful classic teaching from Derek Prince. It's one of the things that really changed the body of Christ in the West, and I want you to hear it today. Derek is about to explain to us about how we have a rod in our hands, very much like Moses did. Let's listen.
I've been a Bible teacher for just about 50 years, and I always felt my duty was to interpret the Bible and explain it and help people to understand it. But about 12 years ago, the Lord began to impress upon me the word proclaim, and I felt somehow that He was challenging me to go beyond teaching and do proclaiming. And the result was my radio Bible teaching ministry, which started on 8 stations in the United States in 1979 and is now in 10 languages and really covers most of the globe. And that is really a ministry of proclamation. I think the key verse that stirred me was Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. I came to see that the age cannot close until we have done our job as the Church of Jesus Christ, His witnesses on earth, which is to proclaim this gospel in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And I have learned by experience the tremendous power of the Word of God simply proclaimed in faith. It just accomplishes the most marvelous things. There was a woman in the United States who was everything that a woman ought not to be by Christian standards. She was a Marxist, she was a lesbian, she was a feminist. And she took it seriously. I mean, she was buying revolvers to shoot men with. And somehow or another, she found herself in a small ship in the China Sea with some of her nefarious companions. They were going somewhere to do something bad. And it seemed that a storm was coming up. And so the other people said, go down in the hold, turn on the radio and see what you can find about the weather. Well, she turned on the radio and happened to get my Bible teaching or my proclaiming program from Manila in the Philippines and got saved in the hold of the ship. She's now as totally different and radical the other way as she was the bad way. I want to take an example now from Moses when God called him to go back and be the deliverer of Israel out of Egypt. You remember God appeared to him in the burning bush, and then God said to him in Exodus chapter 4, now I'm sending you back to deliver Israel. And Moses had lost all his self-confidence, which he had at the age of 40. At the age of 80, he had no confidence in himself. He said, why me, Lord? I can't do it. I've got nothing. What can I do it with? And the Lord said to him, as he always is so practical, what have you got in your hand? And Moses looked down and said, well, it's a rod, just like every shepherd in the Middle East carries. He didn't think there was anything particularly important about his rod. But the Lord said, throw it on the ground. And when he did, it became a snake. And Moses ran from his own rod. In other words, there was a potential in that rod he had in his hand, which he had never anticipated or imagined. Then the Lord said, pick it up by the tail. And everybody who deals with snakes knows you never pick a snake up by the tail. But Moses did. I think he was trembling as he did it. And became a rod in his hand. And God said to him, in effect, now go with your rod. That's all you need. You can do the whole job with that one rod. And if you analyze the rest of that part of the book of Exodus, the entire deliverance of Israel out of Egypt was achieved by that rod. Every time Moses wanted God to intervene, he stretched out his rod and God intervened. And the result was, in a sense, that Moses wrested the rulership of Egypt out of Pharaoh and had it in his hand, in his rod. And the last scene was the passing through the waters of the Red Sea. When the waters needed to be divided, Moses stretched out his rod, the waters were divided. When the Egyptians were in the water pursuing them, Moses stretched out his rod, the waters returned and destroyed the Egyptians. So the only instrument he needed for the entire task that which God had called him to was that one shepherd's rod, which he didn't think had any significance when he first held it in his hand. Now, what I want to suggest to you, if you're a Bible-believing, committed Christian, you have a rod. You know what it is? It's your Bible. If you've got a Bible here, I'd like you to hold it up. And I'd like you to say, "This is my rod." Will you say that? My Bible is my rod.
My Bible is my rod.
With it, I can do everything God tells me to do. All right, you may put your Bible down.
You know, part of the problem we have in our generation is that we have so much being proclaimed around us that we hardly know what it's like to be silent before the word of the Lord, or to speak the word of the Lord and have all other voices be silenced. I love that Derek says that in the olden days of a herald, they used to say, oyez, oyez, oye, oye, in some language. And you hear that today in the modern Congress, but what it means is be quiet. There's a proclamation about to happen. We need to silence the other voices in our lives and speak the word of the Lord. Some special guests are going to join me as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives, and now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us today on this Monday as we launch this wonderful series on the power of proclamation. With me in the studio today are two dear friends who are here to help us think through some things about the power of proclamation. Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. And Dick, it's always wonderful to have you here.
Great to be here again, Stephen. Good to see you.
And the smartest man in the world, David Holland, who's one of the producers of this show, and my dear friend is also here. David, great to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Stephen Hawking has got a lot to worry about.
I want to start off our conversation today with a bias. I believe in Derek Prince Ministries, and I believe in Derek Prince Ministries. I believe in Derek Prince Legacy Radio because I believe that God has put together a unique sort of situation where we have Derek Prince, who has passed away, a man of reputation, but he's passed away. He's no longer here. He's no longer of issue, so to speak, in terms of what we're talking about today. We have this wonderful audio archive of teaching that was really pioneering in its day and continues to be pretty much cutting edge, and that is pristine. Derek was just spoken in a way that he didn't talk about, you know, Watergate or what was going on in South Africa, if that was what was happening in the headlines. So we can listen to it today as though it was spoken yesterday. And Derek Prince Ministries is dedicated to continuing to impact our generation with this body of teaching. It looks to me like amongst the most fertile soil for investment and support of the spread of the gospel that I can see. There's no chance of a man being promoted. Derek Prince Ministries, from my observation as an outsider, is a lean, clean ministry machine. And the radio broadcast is such a clean way, so to speak, in that it has an impact on people without all of the ego-building stuff and the excesses that we sometimes see. So though I'm here because I'm the author of the bio and not as a staff staff member or member of Derek Prince Ministries, I have no problem turning to the folks listening right now and saying, look, this is something you can really invest in. This is where your dollars can go and extend the gospel without all of the extra ministry type excesses type things that we've all been dealing with in the last couple of decades. So I'm taking a little time here on the front end to just say, you know, as we turn to our listeners today and say, look, here's where we're going. Here's who we are. Partner with us. I don't have any problem saying this is a great place to invest. And I say that as an outsider to Derek Prince Ministries. So, Dick, now that I've just taken a real strong swing at that pitch, you tell me what you think.
Steven, what do you want me to say here? You want me to argue with you about that?
No.
I'm in your amen corner here, man. Just keep on going for another 5 minutes or so. Those of us at Derek Prince Ministries have committed our lives to the mission, really, that it's a three-pronged mission. One, we feel this is the Lord saying, you know, you need to be doing this. You need to be about the business of getting Derek's teaching out there. And Derek himself, towards the end of his life, had a real change of conviction about it. Originally, he basically said, hey, when I'm gone, shut the ministry down, no need to continue it. And then about 2 years before he passed away, the Lord really convicted him and said, this ministry needs to continue on. And the third thing I feel is that there is just such a crying need in the body of Christ to have the kind of depth of teaching that Derek provides. And that's no criticism of the church, but it is, we're coming into some times where we are undoubtedly going to face the need for a very sure foundation. And that's what Derek was all about. So this is what we've committed ourselves to, and this is what I've, you know, committed myself to in these years. And I think it is time. It's just, you know, the scripture talks about just such a time as this. I really believe this is one of those times. So I'm with you, man. Stephen, say again. David, chime in here. This is what we want. If you can endorse, you know, the idea of people supporting what we're doing.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, we're all about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't first of all say thank you so much to those who are listening, who have supported the ministry with their financial resources, who are supporting the ministry on an ongoing basis. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Amen.
You need to know that you are a part of every heart changed, every life transformed, every person born again. You are a part of these materials and these resources reaching the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank you so much. And if you have been blessed by this ministry, if you believe that the teaching of Derek Prince needs to be extended to new generations, so many people in this country haven't even heard of Derek Prince, sadly. If you believe that this ministry really ought to go forth, we need you to stand with us. We need your support. And by the way, we have a special way of saying thank you for anyone who wants to give a gift and is moved to do so right now. As a token of our thanks, if you can share a gift of $15 or more, we'd really like to offer as a token of our thanks, a booklet by Derek called Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And a CD called The Defeat of Satan. The booklet and the CD, both, as our way of saying thank you for your gift of $15 or more. All you have to do is go online and share a gift. It's very easy to do using a credit card at DerekPrince.org.
And guys, for those who are listening who really sense a desire to partner with the ministry and support and help us extend this great broadcast into the regions it's not going to presently, all they really need to do is log on the website. There are directions there and ways to connect and ways to sort of give you information so you can get back to them and what have you. And so it really is DerekPrince.org that is the key for anybody who wants to mobilize with us.
That's right. And we will get in touch with you. If you'll just get in contact with us, we'll be glad to talk with you about some creative ways to see this teaching go forth throughout the world.
Wonderful. And we'll be talking about this more throughout the week. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Good to see you again, Stephen.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To receive Derek's book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And his special audio CD, Defeat of Satan, for your gift of $15 or more, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.